Spiegel at Home.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on the Score.
As Hudson deals, swung on and hit in the air to left field and deep. That ball is high. That is far. That is gone. It's a grand slam. Anthony Volpe put a charge in one. A grand slam to left field, and the Yankees now take a 5-2 lead.
Anthony Volpe is your hero. That's a kid who's born in Manhattan, raised in New Jersey, huge Yankee fan. That picture of him as an eight-year-old at the parade the last time the Yankees won the World Series has been bouncing around. And there last night, he had quite the narrative arc. It's Spiegel and Holmes, and we'll talk to Pat Manley in 10 minutes.
You could say that he has like a New York state of mind?
I think he does. I think he does indeed.
I see you, Robbie.
As a matter of fact.
I bet he had more than just a bottle of red and a bottle of white.
Yeah, well, you know, Billy Joel would also approve.
That wasn't
Everybody's
the version,
invited.
That wasn't the version that Robbie and I were commiserating over.
I know, but I felt the Billy reference, so we can all hang out.
Jay-Z?
Nas.
I love music.
That's what he came back with.
He likes music songs. We all do. But Volpe screws up last night.
Yeah, he does.
Volpe screws up last night, breaks back towards second on a near home run by Austin Wells, doesn't score, ends up scoring anyway that inning, but it was a base running error and screw up. But then he hits that grand slam, and the place is going crazy. But then in the ninth inning, the Yankees crowd, as they're piling on, and Volpe's out there playing shortstop, and they're about ready to finish this one, they're chanting his name. The Yankees fans are chanting, Volpe, Volpe. And he said that was the number one moment of his young sports life.
How can it not be?
It's crazy.
Like, think about it. When Derrick Rose from Chicago, when our guy Tim Sinclair from Chicago, and there's a roar. It'll happen in January. Was it January 4th? Like, that means, like, when you've been a fan of the team, think about the five Bears. Like, think of what it means to those guys to put their uniform on. They watch guys in those uniforms to a large extent. Those guys grew up wanting to be Alex Brown and Olin Krutz and Lance Briggs, and you're them.
You're them. And, I mean, Volpe grew up wanting to be Derek Jeter, and now he plays shortstop.
For the Yankees.
And hits grand slams in the World Series. So, look, that was a nice moment. I hate the freaking Yankees, but I'm rooting for this one to go seven and get decided in, like, the 12th or 14th inning of Game 7, just so I can get as much baseball as possible. We'll talk about the ugly, ugly other stuff later on, but one other storyline just to hit from last night I found myself thinking about. Brent Honeywell was a former big-time prospect in baseball who kind of flamed out a few different places and didn't ever reach his potential. Through a weird set of circumstances, ends up on the Dodgers and finds his way as a member of that bullpen. And he's an odd dude. He throws a screwball. He's got a perm mullet hybrid that his aunt gave him on a road trip, and the team loves it and makes him pose for pictures without his hat on because they love his perm mullet. Anyway, nice story. Gets to stay alive, gets to make a World Series. He's the one out there in the ninth inning just being forced to freaking wear it on national TV in the ninth inning of a World Series game. Just stay out there and give up four runs, or is it five runs, as Dave Roberts punted on the bullpen for the rest of the game.
This from John Ewing of Bet MGM.
Okay.
Had you bet Freddie Freeman to homer in each game and rolled the winnings over, you would have $300,000.
Wow.
Right now.
Just if you bet him to homer in game one and just kept rolling.
Game one, the odds were plus 600. Game two, plus 625. Game three, plus 725.
Wow.
Game four, plus 625.
That's crazy.
That's rich.
He's now the first guy ever to homer in the first four games of a World Series.
You ready to go for five? Maybe not against this matchup, but
against
who knows?
Garrett Cole,
he did it before.
Maybe he did it in game one.
We'll see.
Why not?
All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, Patrick Manley is going to help us figure out what the Bears need to do if they want to beat Arizona, and we'll get his thoughts about what's been going on up there, too. Don't go anywhere. That's next on The Score.